I thought King Curtis was a great rhythm section with Chuck Rainey and Bernard Purdy and all the great guys. I wanted them to come in and rehearse with Cleveland for a few days so that they would get the cadence back again. Because there is a difference. There is a difference. After you've been playing blues and jazz all those years, there's a very subtle difference in the syncopations, the harmonies, and call and response, the fundamentals of how a musician plays. So that was my idea, and that paid off because the rhythm section is fantastic. I want to really flesh this out. Exactly. Well, I see you know your shit. Where did we do this? 72, which is 5 years ago. John Collier and Ted Ashley. We always got along fine, although, as I say, we were quite separate from each other. Yeah, I used to run to Sidney Pollack back in the day at Elaine's occasionally, and I thought he'd, drop the whole deal. But never saw a cut. My interest was, was in bringing home a good LP master. And of course, I was interested. I would like to have seen it. But at that point, I didn't know, who to call or who was in charge and so on. And it was a formal Friday evening church service. It was formal. Aretha was in a robe. The choir was in a robe. They entered from wherever and came down, in half step while the organ was playing. It was a full, formal Friday evening service. And they were all in their robes and all of this, and so the idea occurred to me a day or two before, hey, this should be filmed. It's a masterpiece. It's unreal. By the way, Aretha never had a platinum album with us, believe it or not. But this record went double platinum. That's her only platinum album. The double platinum album. How do you like this Jewish atheist being connected with the best gospel recordings of our era? All right. I'm signing off. And tonight, go Yankees. All right.